Speaking at the Burrell Behavioral Health Center in Columbia, Governor Nixon says he was not surprised by the outcome of the vote, saying it only shows that future attempts to expand Medicaid should include bipartisan reforms.
The way to move forward is to look at ways we can reform and improve the system, not merely take the system as we have and just expand it. So in that sense, I think that it sets out a clear marker that in order for us to move forward, we're going to have to work together, use these precious Missourians' tax dollars in Missouri to improve that system.
The governor's office estimates an expansion of the program will yield a savings of $94.2 million next year. State Department of Mental Health Director Keith Schaefer says Medicaid expansion would allow his agency to offer more than just crisis services to the uninsured. It would likely extend coverage to young adults experiencing early signs of mental illness, when proper treatment could produce significantly better outcomes.
If we had this program in place, we could follow those people all the way through, not just at the crisis point, but then helping them to get the kind of counseling they need, the kind of medications they need, and then providing the kind of community support they need to go ahead and survive in the community.
For the past year, Republicans have refused to expand the insurance program, calling it an expensive, broken system. But Democrats plan to continue attempts at expansion. Nixon's plan, backed by Senate Democrats, would leverage federal funds to expand health care coverage to an estimated 300,000 Missourians who currently lack insurance. Katie Heiler, KBIA News.